more and more South African tertiary institutions are having the conversation about whether to make vaccines mandatory for staff and students to get back onto campuses. Universities of South Africa, the overall body that looks after, that has members, that which include tertiary education, saying that it is mulling over the policy directive. It has been to councils and even senates of many universities here in South Africa. Those who are opposed to it, though, and I'm seeing it from various student-led bodies, is I've seen a comment from the UCT SRC saying that they would reject any vaccine mandate policy. Also, Wits University SRC saying that they would not agree to the mandatory vaccination of staff and students to get back onto campus. The other reasoning is that if people do not want to vaccinate, then they would have to provide updated and regular PCR tests at their own costs. Nhlonipho Nkomalo is the General Secretary of the Wits University SRC. Nhlonipho, thanks so much for joining us. To be clear, what would be your stance generally on vaccinations? Are you encouraging students to get vaccinated?
Indeed. We are, as the Wits SRC, we are encouraging students to vaccinate. The Deputy President and the President have publicly vaccinated, encourage students to vaccinate. We did that, posted that on our social media pages to encourage students to vaccinate. So we are indeed encouraging people to vaccinate. Mm. However, we are against the fact that people must be forced to vaccinate. Rather, we believe that they must be persuaded to vaccinate and not forced by giving them options like a choice on paper, but in practicality, you are not leaving them with a choice. So, but we are saying and persuading people to say vaccinate, and it's a gesture of kindness to other people.
Distance learning has succeeded in some cases, but for many people, and particularly students, in the last 18 months, it has been terribly difficult. Whether you're talking about data connectivity issues, whether you're talking about just a safe and quiet place to learn wherever you live. Your thoughts then on trying to get as many students back into residences, back into universities and classrooms and lecture halls as quickly as possible. And in order to do so, some type of coercive measure, like a mandate, if we can agree that distance learning hasn't necessarily benefited the most vulnerable of students.
Yes, I would agree with that. And as a result, but I would say that the universities have successfully implemented online learning. Just that for some learners, it's impossible for them to be in conducive environments to study. Mm. And as a result, I would say that we would propose that a hybrid form of learning is implemented. Those who feel like they need to go to universities should do that. And another thing, we can't run away from the fact that you being vaccinated does not guarantee you that you won't get infected. It just mitigates the diseases. So what we are saying is that people, those who don't want to vaccinate, they should not be forced, but there should be measures, as the university is saying that they must test weekly. We're not against that they must test weekly, but the university must at least provide that service to those people to test weekly at the institution, test weekly. They screen daily. There are certain forms of screening on a daily basis. They screen daily. They wear their mask. They sanitize. And I think we should continue as we've been doing in the past few months.
SRCs are part of universities' decision-making bodies, are parts and have representatives on councils. If the broader and the overwhelming majority of a university's decision-making body, which includes students, agrees that a vaccine mandate is necessary, would you abide by that?
Well, one thing we can't run away from is that council, and those council meetings are mostly made up of management, and there's just a few SRC members. So it happens that most of the time we're outnumbered in decision making. You understand? Mm. But what we want to put it out there is that the SRC is against mandatory vaccination, and the university can as well pass that they are actually implementing all these this framework that they proposed. However, it's unfortunate that by the time that is communicated, we won't be in office anymore because the new SRC is starting on the 1st of November. So it will be then up to them should the university force students to vaccinate or continue with this proposed framework that we are rejecting. How will they respond to that?
Would you then want to wait for a new SRC to get a mandate from students that you will then make a representation to the university?
No. We have submitted to the university that we are rejecting this. However, the final outcome of the framework, whether they are continuing with the proposed framework that we rejected, will be when we are out of office. So at that time, we won't have the power to say, maybe let's strike or let's move a petition or a march or whatever. So it won't be on. We won't be leading the students anymore. Rather, there will be a new SRC that will decide how they are going to handle the situation.
Do you know off the top of your head how many of WITS University students are vaccinated? Is that information available?
No, it's not available as yet. Mm.
Well, Ntlonipho Nkomalo, SRC, go ahead. You have the last word.
There was a vaccination site that was opened on campus by the president. It was in September, we posted it when it was opened, but it's closed now, and I largely believe it's because students are not coming to vaccinate, so it has been closed down. I don't know whether it's temporary.
Aren't coming to vaccinate. What do you, as a SRC who advocates vaccination as a COVID mitigation strategy, if students aren't vaccinating, and as students and student leaders who have the ear of other young people, what are you then doing to encourage them?
As I said, that we've publicly encouraged students to vaccinate. However, we cannot. People don't trust the government in general. We have public figures that themselves haven't vaccinated. You understand? So people don't have trust in the government, and they are also, we only have access to two vaccines, which is J&J and Pfizer. There is the other vaccines that we don't have access to that are more efficient. So we can't force people to have trust in the government. It is then up to the... Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, no, it's just a call coming through. So what I'm saying is that it is then up to the government to make means of being able to persuade young people to trust these vaccines and vaccinate. From our side, what we can only do is to encourage them to vaccinate and probably give them access to sites or talks that talk about vaccines and the scientific part of it and the legal part of it. But we can only do so much. We cannot force students to vaccinate. We can only encourage them and give them it where we can.
Nklonipo, aren't you being almost counterproductive? At one time, you want to encourage students to get vaccinated, not to forcibly coerce them, but at the same time, a staunch and a strong opposition to a vaccine mandate, and you're raising all sorts of other questions about types of vaccines and misinformation. That aren't you then in fact encouraging vaccine hesitancy?
No. What I'm saying is that we do not blame people who do not want to vaccinate because of the issues that are happening around government. But we are encouraging them to vaccinate, but we do not blame them. Mm. But what we are saying is that the government should educate them more in order to achieve this goal of having more people vaccinating.
Nhlonipho Nkomalo, SRC Secretary General at WITS University, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.